Hey, it's the Classy Cheapskate, and today we're going to make crepe paper roses. This is such an easy project. Just start folding down a 4-foot strip of crepe paper, about 1/2 inch down on the top, and maybe 1/4 inch, it depends on what you like. Now just fold a triangle at the corner. Now you're going to take another triangle and fold it down. Do not get freaked out if you don't do everything correctly. We're just going to do some twisting now. I'm just going to stick my one thumb down, my other thumb, and do a little twist. Get in a rhythm. You do not have to be perfect because nature is not perfect. And if you want your rose to look more realistic, you don't want to be perfect. Although if you're the type of person who likes perfect, then go for it. Just get yourself in a rhythm. Try to make somewhat similar twists. We're trying to make a petal shape. Once we start rolling this, it'll really look great. Alright, so now you have that. You're going to cut yourself a square or a circle. I actually like circles better, but here I'm working with a square. Now we're going to take double-sided tape and just place it across, making an X shape. I've got my one piece down. Now I'm just going to put my second piece across that. And now we're going to take our strip of crepe paper, make it 3 or 4 feet long in the beginning, but now you're going to start rolling it. As you can see, the center is coming along. Once you get to the end, you're going to have what looks like a rose. Then you're just going to press it right on that double-sided tape. I like to use a pencil to poke in the center and kind of press that down so I don't squish it. It defines the center as well. So that's how you make a crepe paper rose. I think they turned out great. And if you look, each one looks a little different. Here's a little detail of the twisting part, in case you missed any of that. And that's how you make crepe paper roses. Thanks for watching the Classy Cheapskate. Don't forget to like and subscribe.